Are you looking for a new way to stay fit and healthy? At Green Life Vitality, we work with you to customize your fitness plan and your nutrition plan. We also teach you how to prepare meals for your busy life. Visit us online at greenlifevitality.com. Use the code AMPRADIO for your free consultation.
AMP Radio.
People just don't see how much work is really involved in this rap shit. I didn't know it. I didn't see it. I never saw it until I...
Move along. Nothing to see here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
Get on him all!
Feel good. Lift the bang, bro.
Can't you know me?
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of AMP Radio, brought to you as ever by the AMP Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here for Smack My Picks Up, hashtag UFC Fight Night, Maya versus Usman, also known as hashtag Fight Night 129. Of course, just for the logs, just for everybody to know, this event will be held on May 19th at the Movistar Arena in Santiago, Chile. Marco, did I do all right there with Santiago, Chile? No? He'll tell me later. I'm sure I messed it up. Marco, coming in, telling me I did all right. Coming at you from Marco's, not original birthplace, but we're going to give it to him here. His home country. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are foraying into the beautiful country of Chile. We're going to do a little Smack My Picks Up tonight. Unfortunately, we're down one member of the crew tonight. Pamela is not with us. Sometimes life gets in the way, ladies and gentlemen. I think what we're going to do tonight, as always, main event, and everyone's favorite segment, hashtag Spotlight Fight of the Night. DJ Tony, let's bring the host in. It's Tony time, bitches.
Hey, DJ! Yes.
It's Tony time, bitches!
Proteus, just when I think I'm finally breaking through, getting back to being the picks leader in Down With The Picksness / Smack My Picks Up. Just when I think I'm totally going to redeem myself, Marco does it again and beats me. Good Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Aaron. You know what, Tony, we had a very, very close week. First of all, let's give congratulations to Marco for going 5-0. Let's just say that's 100% impressive. But what was also impressive to me is that Tony, the fights that you picked, and of course your spotlight fight of the night, and the tie in Bellator with you and Marco picking exactly right, was very, very close. And it came down to the Jacques Array versus Kelvin Gastelum fight, which Marco, he was the only one to pick Kelvin. So we have to we have to crown a new champion yet again this week. But like I said, DJ Tony, very, very close week. Let's go ahead and bring in that star from Texas, though. Deep from the heart of Texas. Marco from Michael, brother.
Marco from Waco, Rovers. Woo! Bow down to the king. I'm back to the title back. This multiple-time champion. I feel like Ric Flair, 16-time champion. I lost count. I have held this belt so many times, it's ridiculous. What a weekend of fights, though, man. Boxing, MMA, you name it. It was a good, good weekend of fights for the MMA fans. Bellator delivered. The UFC deliver, Lomachenko deliver. I had a happy fight, man.
Yeah, that's indeed correct, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, next weekend, we have the Battle of England going down. We'll get into that next week, though. This week, congratulations, Marco. Very, very good job. Tony, very good job as well. Close, close week. But, of course, we bow down to the reigning champ at the moment, and he'll be defending next weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you worry about that. But we had to give Marco his time to get his plug in. Isn't that right, Marco?
I got to do my promo, man.
Ah, you got to make that money. So listen, guys, we did a little, we teased some bonus content last weekend, or last Smack My Picks Up, which unfortunately got lost on the cutting room floor. But I think what we're going to do is do that same segment this week. And I think we're going to call it, for at least this week, One Round. And let me explain it to you for all those people who didn't hear it live, because you can always hear the show live on Block Talk Radio before anything happens to it, because we are live and unedited on Blog Talk Radio. So basically, the show, the event, One Round, is going to be a three-round fight kind of parody. We're going to take the news, and we're going to take everyone going around the horn is going to have 3 minutes to state their case. And we've got some news this week to cover, so that's, I think it's going to fit very well on this show. DJ Tony, so, I've spoken too much. Oh, Marco, yeah.
Real quick, so the episode that aired live, but it never aired on iTunes or the platform, we're going to call it the Ghost episode. The only people that hear it live, the people that were live there, were the only ones that know what happened. Everything else is lost in the ether.
Whoever heard it is special. You know what I mean? That's what we do. We do that for the live events. We don't charge you anything like Patreon. But if you listen live, you get all the goodness. That's what I'm talking about.
So just to let everybody know, full disclosure. So what I do is we cut the show, right? And we save it. So we download it, we cut it, we save it. We actually amp it up a bit in terms of raising everybody's volume, et cetera. In some cases, like myself, lowering the volume. And then we save it. We cut it up and we save it. So we upload the first show, save the other one for future editing later on. Unfortunately, what happened is when I deleted, because I edit every single file, what I do is I delete the old file so I don't get confused. I deleted that file. So it's completely on me, guys. My bad.
After all this talk, are we talking MMA?
And I was not trying to throw Tony under the bus for any reason at all. I was just trying to explain to the listener and, of course, to Marco, who just got on the line, what is going to happen tonight with the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's move on to fight night. Thank you very much. To a welterweight division we go. DJ Tony. Number 5 ranked, Damian the Backpack Maya, will be going against tomorrow the Nigerian Nightmare Usman. Of course, Damian Maya coming at us with a record of 25-8-0. Of course, it must be noted that Damian Maya did take this fight on short notice against Kamaru, the Nigerian Nightmare, at 11-1-0. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the odds before we move on, because they're shocking. Shocking. Kamaru Usman coming at us at a minus 800 to Damian Maya, coming back at us at a plus 550. DJ Tony, I throw to you. What's up with these odds?
You know what? When I was first going into this, I was thinking, okay, tough fight for Maya. Usman, of course, has been coming on, but Maya might have a chance somewhere down the line. All of a sudden, it moves to minus 800 for Usman, plus 550 for Maya. I'm not a gambler, but I certainly no longer like those odds. I will give you this. Before Pam gave us our picks, Pam will be choosing Maya with a second round sub, since Usman only fights at 30% of his capability. She gives Maya 100% of his capability. So Pam going with Maya over Usman, second round sub. I don't see it that way, Proteus. I see it as a really tough fight. I see Usman somehow, Marco said this a couple weeks ago, somewhere down the line, age catches up to you. I think age is catching up to Maya. So I'm picking Usman, the younger man by 9 years, third round TKO over one of my favorite fighters, Damian Maya.
Okay, so, and just let me clarify again, as Tony had mentioned, he is also going to give us Pam's pick. So every time we go to Tony, it's going to be like we're throwing to Pam and to Tony. So we will get both those picks because Pam wanted to be involved in the show. Now, Marco, we were talking about the odds with Tony just there, so I'll throw to you for exactly the same thing. What do you think about these odds? And are you, do you think the odds makers are trying to get some money in on Maya?
No, I actually think that in terms of how highly they think of Kamaru Usman, a little bit too high for me. I would make it a little closer, maybe a 3-1 favorite. But, man, the odds are ridiculous. I guess they also take it in consideration the quote-unquote short notice for Maya. It's been more than a month. It's not like he hasn't had a camp, okay? It's been like 5 weeks since he took this fight. So he's not going to come unprepared. But also, I think they're taking into consideration the last two fights on Maya, they've been losses, and his age, man. I mean, everybody got their run. I think Damian Maya's run is over. And when he goes against pure wrestlers, Damian Maya struggles. He went against Tyron Woodley, you know, you know the result. Boring as hell, but he lost. He went against Kobe Covington, and he lost too. And Kamaru Usman is not only a very good wrestler, but he's also got good stand-up, and he's a physical specimen. So I didn't take all that into consideration. And we all know the game plan for Maya. He wants to take you down, and if he doesn't take you down within the first or second round, his gas tank is going to deplete. This is a five-round fight. I don't see Usman is going to get tired because, you know, then again, physical specimen. The guy is, what, 30, 31 years old. He's in his prime. All that taken into consideration, I see this Kamaru Usman fights to lose. He wanted a high-ranking fighter, and Damian Maya did him this favor. Now, if he beats Maya, he's going to enter immediately into contention consideration. So I'm going to pick Kamaru Usman. I'm going to pick him by third-round TKO. He's going to be able to, at one point, ground Maya because he lost to the top game, and he got some vicious ground and pound. He's historically a decisionator, but I think he's finding the way to finish fights lately, so I'm picking Kamaru Usman third round TKO.
Okay. Usman, third round TKO. Again, you and Tony mirroring each other. And Marco, I wanted to apologize because I noticed last week that I kept not saving your pick until last because I prioritized your pick as more important than mine. So I apologize. I just did it again. So let me just get into it real quick. I think you and Tony have kind of the right way of thinking here. I mean, Usman is the younger guy. Damian Maya taking this on short notice. We heard him on the MMA Hour, Marco, saying, you know, he's looking to be done with his contract by the end of this year or in a year. So I don't know exactly where Damian Maya's head is at. Of course, he's always dangerous, and we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm going to pick Usman as well, but it, as Tony had said, I'm a fan of Damian Maya. He's on Team Proteus, but I don't know if he's going to be able to get this one done. Short notice. Yes, he had the shorter flight because we remember he was in Brazil. I don't know if Usman was coming from the continental United States or not, but, you know, Damian Maya might have that kind of advantage there. But I'm also going to take Usman. I think it's going to be earlier, though, guys. If he's going to get it done, it's going to be done early. I'm going to take Usman by first round TKO.
Bold prediction.
Yeah, a little bit, I guess. I mean, I don't know, guys. I mean, we always have to talk about where, you know, these older guys are at. I mean, 40 years of age, he could come through with it. But you guys mentioned 9 years younger and on the run. He's on a run. Nobody wanted to fight him, right, Marco? Nobody wanted to fight Usman, apparently, is the word we hear. And Damian Maya
stepped
up on short notice.
Everybody's ducking him. What I call everybody ducking.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. All right, guys. So let's go ahead. We're going to move on to the co-main event of the evening, and I'm very excited about this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be honest. Anyways, to the women's strawweight division we go. Number 9, Alexa Grasso versus number 12, Tatiana Suarez. And of course, Alexa Grasso, hailing from Mexico, 10-1. All the hype coming behind her. I haven't seen her in a while, though, Marco. Have you? I can't remember the last time Grasso fight. But let me just look it up.
It's been a minute.
That's what exactly. It's been a little while, right, for a well-touted prospect. And of course, Suarez at a 6-0 coming at it. TJ Tony, we're going to start with Pam. What you got?
Proteus, I called Pam, and I said, Pam, tell me this ain't so. Tell me it ain't so. I don't want to see this fight. I like both of them. And I certainly am a huge, huge, huge fan of Alexa Grasso. So I asked Pam, I said, Pam, is Alexa Grasso fighting? And not only did she say yes, Proteus, but she cued the music. Even Pam cued the music.
Wow.
For Karen.
Go,
Alexa Grasso Montes, born August 9th, 1993. That's the year I met my wife, believe it or not. But Pam saying this, she is picking the Mexican in this fight, Proteus. I got nothing, crickets there. Okay, so I had to go back and tell her they're both Mexican. But
right, yeah, Pam, no, we got it. I got it at least.
Okay, all right. I'll insert the crickets later. Pam choosing Suarez with a first round submission. And I quote Pam, Viva La Raza. No? Okay. You know what? I'll insert the crickets here too. I don't want to see this fight, guys. I'm a huge Alexa Grasso fan. Not as big as Buffalo Blue, but I'm a big Alexa Grasso fan. But I don't think she's ready, you guys. Her striking's fantastic. But man, I don't think she could beat someone like Tatiana Suarez on the ground. I'm going Suarez, second round submission for Suarez over Grasso.
Okay, so let me just recap real quick. So Pam was cueing the music, first round submission, correct? Suarez?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, and Tony was second round submission, also Suarez. Now, Marco, I'm going to throw to you, and of course these odds are a little out of control as well. So we have Suarez coming at us at a minus 900 and a Grasso coming at us at a plus 600. Thoughts on the odds, first of all, and then, of course, give us your pick, please.
Okay. On this one, I seemed a little bit more dead on because Alexa Grasso, yeah, she got fantastic boxing, but Tatiana Suarez is a bronze medalist on the World Wrestling Championships, dude. And he was on the Olympic team, and she didn't go because she developed cancer. She's a cancer survivor. One or two cancer survivors on this car, by the way. Tatiana Suarez, man, this is her fight to lose because she can dictate where this fight goes. And her grappling in this division is second to none. I've seen Grasso is going to have to fight takedowns all night because Suarez is a smart fighter. I mean, she's on the field for a reason. She got nothing to do with Alexa Grasso's boxing. And she's going to use the same technique that John Fish used to defeat Paul Daly. And we saw Paul Daly booing, but learn to defend takedowns, Paul. I'm picking Tatiana Suarez by grapple fuck on a straight 34-7 decision. I think Grasso is tough enough to not get submitted, but she won't be able to be savvy enough to stop all the takedowns and all the top control. So it's going to be a grapple fuck, and Tatiana Suarez is going to win by a straight 30-27 decision.
And Marco, after I explained to the audience that I was going to let you get your pick last, I again screwed it up because I'm interested in hearing what you guys have to say. That's the only reason I'm going last. I apologize. I'm interested to see what Marco has to say because Marco always has really good insight. And Tony, of course, is doing Pam and Tony. But I think you guys are on kind of a good path here. I mean, I think that you guys are seeing that the more talented fighter on the ground is definitely Suarez. But we have to give Alessa Grasso the benefit of the doubt of having a better record, first of all. Second of all, in MMA, sorry. And second of all, having some time off to get better. We've seen this problem with, Sage Northcutt. You know, when he's taking fights that are very close together. And as we mentioned, we haven't seen Grasso in a while, but that may be to her benefit, Marco. It may have allowed her to work on her game, because I think, you know, we were kind of rocky on her the last time we saw her because the performances weren't all that great. But of course, we're getting a step up in competition. I know it's the first fight in the UFC, we got a win. Second fight in the UFC against Herring, we got a loss. But again, we saw her against Marcos getting a split decision. So again, split decision going all three rounds. So clearly she can do it. I'm going to go against you guys. I'm just going to say that I think perhaps, as I mentioned earlier at the top, Grasso is going to have that time to develop and get better in the ground game. I mean, I know I probably sound crazy, but I'm going to take Grasso. I'm going to take her second round TKO. And hope for the best on this one. You all can call me crazy, though. I don't mind you just saying that.
Too crazy.
All right. Thank you very much, Marco. All right, guys. This show without four people moves a lot faster. So perhaps we will spend a little bit more time on the news. But let's go into everyone's favorite segment. Marco, we'll throw straight to you. Spotlight Fight of the Night. Tell us who you think is your spotlight fight of the night. Of course, these are the tiebreakers, ladies and gentlemen. So, we are going to look for method of finish and, of course, round. Throw to you,
okay,
Mark.
Okay, I've been talking about this fight all week and every single show I can find, because there is no surprise. The spotlight fight of the night, the people main event, the freaking natural rivalry of this whole freaking card, Diego Rivas from Chile versus el puto maldito argentino Guido Canet. Guido Canetti, this concha su madre, talking all sorts of crap that he's gonna go to Chile with his flag, not to fight, but to colonize Chile, to show the superiority of the Argentinian fighter. Canetti, fuck you! You're going to Chile against Diego Rivas, who, by the way, is also a cancer survivor, like Tatiana Suarez, and Diego Rivas is gonna knock you the fuck out in the second round. You're gonna be face down on the freaking canvas, which you didn't talk all this shit, and Diego Rivas is going to freaking haul out the pride of Chile and show you your way out the freaking venue. Hopefully they don't bury you in the Atacama Desert where your freaking stupid carcass belongs. Diego Rivas by knockout on the second round.
Okay. Marco, I think maybe you should tell us how you really feel about this.
Oh, did I forget to mention that Guido Canet is a puto maldito argentino hijo de puta? Did I mention that?
Spanish words of the day. Yes. Thank you, Marco. Since Pam is not here, Spanish words of the day. Look those up. I'm sure, ladies and gentlemen, they were probably rated R. That's all right. I'll go next. Spotlight Friday night for Proteus is going to be Brandon, the assassin baby, Morano.
TJ, who's your mama?
Alexandra. Can you say his last name for me correctly? Fantasia? Marco? Anyways, the cannibal. That sounds scary. The assassin baby and the cannibal going at it. So I'm going to go ahead and take the assassin baby in this one. Proteus is going to take a Morano. Morano. I'm going to say I've been very impressed with Morano coming up.
Who the fuck is that guy?
I know he's had that quick rise to seventh ranked in the division, and I think he's going to be able to get it done. He's been very, very impressive in the past, and I'm going to be honest with you guys. I think we're going to see something impressive here as well. Even though I know he lost in his last fight against Sergio Pettis, this is not Sergio Pettis. Okay, I'm going to take him by second round submission.
The name is Pantoja.
Take that for data.
Pantoja.
There you go.
Okay. Spanish word of the day, pantoja.
Thank you, dummies.
Thank you, Marco. So, Marco, breaking news of the day, of course, brought to us by Zaycar Photography.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, brought to you by Zaycar Photography. You've been working your butt off in the gym. Now it's time to show off all that hard work with a professional photo shoot from Zaycar Photography. Come into our studio and get some awesome photos to document your body that you've worked so hard for. You don't need to be a professional model. Our photographers are experienced professionals and can make anyone feel comfortable in front of the camera. Contact our studio manager, Kate, today at kate@zaycarphoto.com. And let me spell that for you. It's K-A-T-E at Z-A-E-K-A-R-P-H-O-T-O.com. And now back to the show.
Marco, let's get into the news and notes that are important for this particular week. And I want to start, Marco, I want to bring you back to last week because there was some serious controversy that happened in the main event of last week's event with Amanda Nunes and Raquel Pennington. And of course, it's been big news. We heard, Ariel Helwani spend the better part of 5 hours speaking on this. Of course, thankfully getting Raquel Pennington's point of view and her coach, which I thought was very, very important for this argument. So Marco, you know, Tony and I had already weighed in on this on Monday, but I thought since we've had a little bit more knowledge, what did you think about it at first, and have your opinion on what happened changed since you heard, you know, the point of view of the fighter and her coach? Marco.
Okay, first of all, congratulations to Ariel Helwani for getting the ESPN gig with Chael Sonnen. That is big news. But, dude, Raquel Pennington became like the biggest news on Monday morning sports casting, man. She was on the Get Up show on ESPN. They interviewed her, Mike Greene, you know, from Mike and Mike, got a personal phone interview with her. Everybody was weighing in on this controversy. Hindsight being 2020, you know, like, the way I felt Monday is completely different than the way I feel today about it. We heard from her, you know. At the end of the day, she appreciated that they didn't let her quit on herself because that could affect her later on her fighting performance, you know. Like, that when doubt starts creeping it into your mind, it really affects fighters in the future. I mean, she's famous for being known as a very tough fighter. That said, that is her opinion as a fighter, and I respect her opinion. It weighs very, very big on me what she thinks. Because at the end of the day, it's her career and her emotions and her decisions. The corner should have been a little bit more, what is what I'm looking for? More aware of what really was going on with the fighter. Because she's like, the fighter said, I'm done. And when I saw the fight, as soon as she said, I'm done, I knew the fight was over. I thought she was going to get TKO on the fifth. I was like, she's not mentally there anymore. They should have protected her against her better judgment and not let her go out. But they let her go out. She's okay with the decision. And at the end of the day, man, fighters are going to fight. I mean, if this was a guy that it happened to, it probably would have been too much of a big deal. We wouldn't be talking about it too much about it. But because he was a girl, you know, I'm pretty good at that, you know. Queen of the lesbians. Oh, wait. That's not my language, but I think that is why a lot of people have a really bad taste in their mouth about it. And according to her, it wasn't the nose that was bothering her. It was the fact that she broke her leg on the very first round with the very first kick Amanda Nunes threw at her. So that is what was making her, quote-unquote, quit. It was not the nose at all, so... Hindsight being 2020 right now, and with all the information we got, the way she feels, the way the coaches feel, the way other fighters feel, that is, by the way, it's a very split crowd. I ain't okay with the decision, but me personally, at the moment, right there and then, when I saw it happen, I would like the corner to not let her get out there. But since it happened, and we cannot stop anymore, it's food for thought and a lesson learned, I guess.
Yeah, I just wanted to state something because, of course, as I said, Tony and I had weighed in on this on Monday, and I said basically what I was saying is I wanted to reserve judgment to see what everyone else said. I didn't really even have a big problem with it when I watched it live. I mean, yeah, I get where everyone was coming from. And I just thought, you know, Marco, you know, we don't know their relationship. And I thought, let me just wrap this up quickly because we're trying to keep it short. I thought that Eddie Alvarez on the MMA Hour kind of said it correctly. And if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to it, because Eddie Alvarez kind of had been in the same position. And you know what? He also cited that, you know, Frankie Edgar, if a lot of fights would have been ended because Frankie Edgar was taking damage, you know, Frankie Edgar would not be Frankie Edgar at this moment. So I think we have to take that into consideration as well. And of course, Marco, I think you stated an important point. Everyone was assuming that was a broken nose, me included, but it was not a broken nose. It was a cut that required 4 or 5 stitches, I believe, that Pennington said. And it was, as you said, stated, it was the leg, the injury to the leg. And of course, we had previous to this fight, we had mentioned the quick turnaround for this fight with Pennington because of that injury. I believe even Marco, you stated it last week. And I think that we had to take that into consideration. And I think I realize why Ariel Helwani took the stance that he did and why it was so blown up the way it did. But I think once Raquel weighed in and once we got her coach's way of thinking as well and kind of backing up the fact that there's not a lot of time to make a decision in that one, you know, the minute 30 or the 30 seconds or one, you know, whatever they get in between rounds. I apologize. I'm not thinking clearly right now. I think that's an important thing to take into account as well. And of course, Marco, let me get you to weigh in this as well. You know, it's a championship fight, right? We don't know if she's ever going to make it. We don't know if Raquel Pennington is ever going to make it back to a championship fight. So let me throw this to you. If you were in a championship fight, would you, because this was thrown to Chuck Liddell, it was thrown to all the fighters. What would you want to have happen? And do you think that maybe there needs to be something that happens with the commission, if that something like that comes out on the broadcast, that the commission can, you know, save that fighter as opposed to the fighter having to, you know, wave the fight off themselves?
Well, a lot of people, especially referees and other fighters, have said that if Raquel Pennington, instead of saying that to his coaches, would have turned around and say that to the referee, the fight would have been over. She didn't say anything to the referee. She said it to her coaches. So, in a way, she's looking for a pick-me-up, you know? This is a fight of a lifetime, man. I mean, like you said, she might never go back to a championship fight ever again. I mean, we don't know that. She may or may not, but she's still going to be a contender. I mean, remember when Anderson Silva knocked down Michael Bisping at the end of the third round, if they would have called the fight then, Michael Bisping would have never come back and won the fight and never got a title shot against Luke Rockhold as being a champion. So a lot of things are like what if and could have been, you know? I feel at this moment in time, Raquel Pennington feel good about the decision that the coaches make. She can be proud of the fight that she didn't quit on herself. She lost the fight, but she lost, like Misha Tate said on SiriusXM, she lost with dignity. And if that is the case, she even got a bigger profile now because of the controversy. She's much more well-known now than she was before the fight. Like, all the media attention she received is going to be a positive in her career. And it's going to mean bigger and better fights for her and bigger paydays, too. Because one thing we found out is that Raquel Pennington, even on a moment of doubt, she can still soldier it on and go out, and I still take her beating like a soldier, put it that way.
Yeah, and I think that you're right. I mean, I didn't really want to see her Raquel take that extra damage, but I think that like what you said. I mean, she is an athlete who does more than we will ever know. I'm sitting here tonight feeling bad about myself because I've got a few extra lbs on me because, you know, I haven't been able to get out and exercise. But these these athletes are at such a high level. And I can't remember who was saying, it was Israel Asanya. He was talking about, you know, NFL players and how, you know, there's MMA fighters or MMA competitors are at a higher level even than MMA or NFL players, because they have to do so many different things. And again, I want to say that, you know, Raquel Pennington, you know, she was getting her proverbial ass handed to her, but that's because, of course, major injury, powered through it. Not only that, got, as you mentioned, some well-needed confidence from her corner. And I beg anyone to argue against whether or not, you know, Marco, I'm sure you've been down at some point and maybe your wife has said something that has picked you back up, or anybody, your friend or your relative has picked you back up and made you, you know, a full of life again. And maybe that's what happened with Raquel Pennington. That's kind of what she said had happened. And, you know, all power to her. And I hope that that injury does not, you know, the fact that she had the injury, and then hope it doesn't keep her out longer. That's an over way for me to say, let's move on to the next subject. Marco, we heard, I think it was last week, or maybe the week before, but we had not been able to get to this topic. Yaya Rodriguez, of course, one of the highest touted talents. You know, you go back 1 year ago, he was about to fight Frankie Edgar, and we were like, oh, he's you know, the next new star, yada, yada, yada. And we hear that Yair Rodriguez has been released from the UFC. At least that's what the UFC is saying. I don't know if we've had confirmation from Yair himself, because I don't know if even the top journalist in the sport is able to get a hold of him to have him talk. But we did hear Scott Coker say, when questioned about Yair Rodriguez, wondering whether or not he was actually a free agent. So let's get you to weigh in on this topic. What do you think is happening with Yair Rodriguez in the UFC?
There's so much to unpack in here. At one point, Yair Rodriguez was one of Dana White's favorite dudes. You know, he took him to a boxing match and featured him with Francis Ngannou and all the crew there that trains at the Performance Institute. But ever since the Frankie Edgar fight, man, Yair has said no or been difficult in negotiation for fight. They offered him Ricardo Lamas. Ricardo Lamas said no. Then he said yes. Then Yair said no. And then they offered him Saeed Mohamed Sharipov, that is probably the next coming of Jesus when it comes to freaking featherweight. And all up for that guy. And then he said no again. I think that the point that the error that he made, the mistake that he made, Yair, I'm talking about, is when they said out that the sign was, you know, confirmed, that is typical promoter's tactic. All promoters do it. They say, oh, the fam is ready to go. Maybe they got one side saying yeah, and they try to force the other side to apply. Yair Rodriguez, one of sus amigas, he says fake news. And you know, Mr. Emotional, then Juan said, oh, yeah, fake news, I'll give you some fake news. You're cut. I don't know, man. I see it for both sides. I mean, if you're being a difficult guy and they're putting all their chips on you, and you keep saying no, 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 how long are we going to wait for you, man? Yair Rodriguez is important, but not that important. You know, he's not breaking the bank on the blockbuster freaking pay-per-view business. And maybe he's not, because we haven't heard anything official. Not from his camp, not from a formal, press release from the UFC, because when they cut somebody, they do a press release and they confirm, yeah, that this person is released or not. Maybe behind the scenes, Ali Abdelaziz, that is freaking Jay Rodriguez manager, is trying to smooth things out. Well, in this case, man, Jair Rodriguez needs to take a fight. I mean, he hasn't fought in over a year since he got his ass kicked by Frankie Edgar. And if he keeps saying no, what are the options you give the freaking promotion, you know? I mean, you're either going to fight or we just let you go. You can go fight somewhere else. Hopefully it works out. I had a fight with Jay Rodriguez. I think he's exciting. I think he's a good prospect. If he didn't want to fight Saeed, take another fight. Take somebody, for crying out loud. But you cannot just sit on your laurels for too long, because at the end of the day, this is a game that is, what have you done for me lately? So I'm on a wait-and-see approach and see what happens next.
Yeah, I think that what we need to take into account here is exactly what you just said. There's no press release. We have what Scott Coker said, you know, we'll take him or we'll, you know, we'll negotiate with him whether if he is indeed a free agent. And I just think that this is kind of, you know, jockeying by the promotion to try and we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, right? I mean, why would Yair Rodriguez be out for the amount of time that he has been out? Is it a negotiation marketing tactic? You know, like, you know, we're putting it out on social media that you're fired, like you said. It's very, very interesting, and I don't know if it sheds a good light on the UFC, and then maybe that's why Yair Rodriguez is holding out. You know, maybe he's holding out for something that is best for him. But listen, Marco, what we're going to do is we're going to move on to the next subject. And then what we're going to do is we're going to cut out and we're going to go back to the old show and we're going to get so what I'm going to do now, what I'm going to do is record the entrance to forget it. Never mind. We have Tony and Pam back. It's just very hard to understand what we're going to do here with cutting them back in, because we lost Tony at the end of Smack My Picks Up. Tony did not give his Smack My Picks Up pick. Neither did Pam. But Pam is here, live and direct. How's everything from the beach in North Carolina tonight? I mean, I know that you were having some issues, but of course you probably went for a walk on the beach.
No. I was like, oh, my gosh. It's crazy. I think my uncle was having like his first bouts of a dementia or something. He was at the neighbor's house. I had to go pick him up from the neighbor's house after I got back from the airport. It was just a big fucking mess. So, I'm in the car because I just dropped him off. And I had to go pick up some mead. So I don't have my picks in front of me because I texted them to Tony I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make the show. But I just wanted to, if I couldn't, just at least call in and say, hey, for a few minutes. Hey, cabrones.
You know what? Let's have another Spanish word of the day, number two. But let's go ahead and get you to weigh in real quickly, because we were talking about Yair Rodriguez. And we'll get Tony to weigh in. That's a good idea, Pam. Okay. Thank you very much. So what do you think about Yair Rodriguez, and is he really been released from the UFC?
I don't know. It's kind of, you know, the whole thing sounds kind of fishy, because you have him turning down apparently a fight with Ricardo Lamas and then a fight with one of the OVs.
TJ, who's your mama?
One of the OVs. And one of the OVs, and all of a sudden he's cut, but then you've got Nate turning down fights left and right. You got Connor not defending left and right. So why does one get cut and one doesn't get cut? You know, so I don't know. I don't know if there's underlying factors. It hasn't been like official yet. So who knows?
1 second. You guys can't talk over each other because we can hear Pam a lot and not Marco. So just Marco, I'll throw to you right after Pam's done. Pam, continue.
Oh, and I said, so I don't know. Is it true? Is it not true? Or is it some little game that they're playing? Because one's saying fake news and the other guy's saying, nope, real news. So, you know, on the internet, and, you know, if you're going to cut somebody, that's not the way you do it. You do it professionally and say, hey, you know, this is what's happening. And then you send out a press release, an official press release, which it's not been official yet, right?
Right. And Marco, that's basically what we were saying before Pam and Tony came back on the line. Do you have a rebuttal to what Pam was saying?
No, like all I said about Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor, that not all fighters are created equal. The difference between Nate Diaz, Conor McGregor against Yair Rodriguez is millions of dollars. That's the key word, millions. How much money you generate for the company? Like the best salesman of the freaking car lot, he's not going to be treated like the worst salesman of the car. Look, he's going to get some perks. Same deal here. Then also, like I said, it's all the more money you make for the company, you're going to get privileged. Like,
of course.
The first string quarterback of the football team gets treated different than the freaking the kicker on the freaking practice team.
Okay, so Tony, let's get you in real quickly because we are swiftly running out of time. We have one more topic, and I think maybe we have a little more to record after. Of course, you can cut that out. So let's go ahead, Tony, and get you to weigh in on the Yair Rodriguez situation. Do you think he's actually quit? Do you think he's actually fired, or do you think that this is just a marketing stint?
I don't think he's fired, Proteus, but let me give you Pam's quicks real Pam's picks real quick.
Okay.
Cannonier, Reyes. Yeah. She takes Reyes via the first round TKO. Angela, KGB, Lee versus Macedo. She takes Lee by decision. And spotlight fight, Moreno, Pantoja. She takes Moreno. Brandon McLovin, okay. Moreno, third round sub.
Okay, so so Pam and I both have the same pick for Spotlight Fight of the Night because you were not here for Spotlight Fight of the Night. I apologize. I have a second round spot sub, and Pam has third round sub. Tony, why don't you go ahead and give us your Spotlight Fight of the Night?
You got it. I'll go quickly on this, guys. My Spotlight Fight of the Night, I have the one and only Andrea KGB Lee, 29 years young, fighting Veronica Macedo. I will say this. I have Dominic Reyes barely beating Derek Cannonier. I have him via decision, believe it or not, even in the light heavyweight. And then I have Andrea Lee submitting Veronica Macedo in the second round. In terms of Yair Rodriguez.
Did you say that my spotlight was Assassin Baby? Because it's not. It's
No, I'm sorry. It's Benitez versus Vandenai, and you have Benitez second round TKO.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
You.
Okay.
Okay. This is going to be fun for you to edit, Tony.
Edit!
Let's just do it over.
Benitez by what?
Second round TKO. She has.
TKO.
All right. So let's recap everyone's spotlight fights tonight. Marco is going with Rivera's by KO in the second.
But
Tony
Diego
is taking.
Diego Rivas. Get
thank you,
by, man.
Marco.
Let's just go into
three,
the next
two,
subject,
one,
bro.
Three. No, wait. 1 second. Marco, just let me get this real quick, everybody, please. Marco is taking Rodriguez. By KO in the second. Tony taking Lee submission second round. Proteus taking Morano second round submission. Pam taking Benitez second round KO. That is your spotlight fight of the night, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. In 3, 2, 1, next subject. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the news. We are going into it. Let's talk about real quickly. Listen, we heard on the MMA Hour that Chuck Liddell is coming into his own. He's saying, you know what? I've been off for a year from my cushy UFC job, Pam, and perhaps I need some more money. Chuck Liddell has announced that he is now out of retirement, and they are talking about fights with Golden Boy, perhaps MMA. Perhaps they're talking with Bellator, MMA, and what we hear from the interview with Ariel Helwani on the Fortnite on Monday is that the UFC is not interested. Pam, are you interested?
Oh,
you
my
interested?
Gosh.
We're going to hang on 1 second. We're going to go with the 3-minute rule here on this one. Let's
okay.
go with one round. Let's go with what we're calling hashtag one round. What do you think about Chuck Liddell coming out of retirement?
Okay. Well, if I am part of the Ringling Brothers, yes, I'm all for it. But if I am an MMA fan, I'm just like, oh my God, no. Please no. No. No, I'm done. That's it. I have nothing else to say on that subject. It's just
all right. That's the end.
No.
Pam does not want to take the 3 minutes. Thank you very much, Pam, for weighing in. Marco, let's throw to you on this particular subject because I'm sure you have a lot to say. Marco, what do you got? Is the Iceman back?
Chuck Liddell is back. Oh, my God. He's going to fight Tito Ortiz. Oh, no. No. You're 48. Oscar Mike De La Hoya is filling your head with stupid freaking dreams of Golden Boy MMA, this and that. You're 48, man. I mean, I even now I pick Tito Ortiz because he's been at least competing, you know? By the way, what are you smoking that you think you're going to be freaking fighting John Jones after taking two warm-up fights? John Jones will kill you. John Jones will kill you when Chuck Liddell was on his prime. Chuck Liddell hasn't won a fight since 2010. And the fourth of his last fight, he lost by knockout.
Yeah.
Knockout. Rich Franklin, a middleweight, knocked him out with a broken arm.
I was going to say, with a broken arm.
By the way, whatever you're taking for the six-pack at 48 years old, Chuck, you're going to have to get off it because, you know, we're on the USADA era. I mean, at least Dana White has some sense. You know, he's friends with Chuck Liddell. Like he said, he will never fight on the UFC. He's trying to look out for his friend. But I am wondering, where is John Hackleman, his longtime trainer and friend for life? What is John Hackleman telling Chuck Liddell that this is a stupid idea? I mean, I see him on the out-to-some commercials. I know he's not broke. I know that every time he shows anywhere, he gets a feed for him to just show up. He's making money on the size. I don't like it. I'm not going to watch it. If Bellator freaking signs Chuck Liddell, they just think the low is to the low. I mean, it was back when they made freaking 15-year-old Ken Shamrock fight Kimbo Slice. This is a borderline criminal the same way, man. No. Chuck Liddell, no.
All right. Marco is ending his time with a minute left. Thank you, Marco, for weighing in.
Excuse me. Does that mean he's not interested?
Right?
Yeah. So was that a no?
That's how you really feel again. Tony, let's throw to you. Your 3-minute start right now.
You know what, Proteus? I'm the one. I feel bad because I forced you to go into the subject because you even said
you did.
We don't really need to talk about this, right? And honestly, this is fake news, right? Or as Pam likes to say, alternative facts. I think he does need the money, guys, because if he didn't need the money, why would he be on Big Brother? Why would he be on Dancing with the Stars?
What?
He does need the money. Otherwise, he wouldn't do this stuff, guys. He's Chuck Liddell. He's the Iceman. He's the guy he's older than me, Proteus. He taught me how to throw that overhead right. Not joking. I literally learned that overhead right, that's sort of like a pitching move, from him. So he's older than I am. Listen, someone needs to do right by him, sit him down and bring him his slippers. He needs to do something else, but certainly not fighting. I don't want to see Tito either, for that matter. So,
right,
there you go.
Especially,
I'm done.
Yeah. That would be like a trauma fight.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Tony, very much that your time has ended. Right on. Okay, guys, I'm going to start my time right now. Ding, ding, ding. I, too, am not going to need 3 minutes to talk about this. As Tony had mentioned, I don't want to talk about this. I don't think it's news. The MMA beat started their show with this. I just think this is pandering to people who are not following the sport. It's pandering to people that remember Chuck Liddell. You know what I mean? And by Chuck Liddell being on that show, of course, as Marco had mentioned, visiting or being in New York because he's going to get a fee to appear at a charity event, which he doesn't know anything about. If you listen to what he said, he really didn't have any facts about the event that he was going to. He said it was a very good cause and that we should all be very interested in it. So, you know, Chuck Liddell is definitely trying to make money wherever he can.
But what was the charity?
I don't want to see... Yeah, of course, for charity. He's not, it's all a write-off, right, Pam?
Yeah, I'm saying, but what was his charity? Do you even know? Or does he even know?
He didn't know what it was, but it was about apparently taking homeless people off of the streets, as far as I remember, in New York. Sorry, I don't have the exact facts, and if I'm ignorant, hardcore MMA fans, you can tell me that I am. I apologize. But I think that's exactly what happened. I mean, he wanted to get on the show. We wanted to talk about him maybe coming back and maybe put some pressure on Bellator. I think that's where this fight probably should happen. I don't really see that Golden Boy MMA, which doesn't exist right now, it's kind of like Zuffa boxing in a way, because, you know, maybe, I don't know. I don't know what's happening here. I don't want to see Chuck Liddell come back. I don't want to see him fight Tito Ortiz. Tito Ortiz has already lost twice to Chuck Liddell. Chuck Liddell is super old. I'm cool, man. I was cool when Chuck Liddell left originally. I was cool when Dana White didn't want to promote him anymore. And he said, you know, warning, someone's going to want to promote him in the future. And I think that's where we're at right now. And it's sad. It's real sad. And that's it for my time. Thank you, Tony.
Amen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have one last topic left, and I know this topic is near and dear to Tony's heart, so I'm going to let him start. Paige VanZant sent out a recent picture on social media, DJ Tony, and you can cue whatever sound drop you want. Your reaction to that picture, I'm not going to get into it.
My reaction to the photo, Proteus, is that what you want? My reaction to the photo?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what? PBZ can do nothing wrong except for fight. I think PBZ is a star, guys. I think PBZ needs to do acting, do something else. I don't want to see her fight anymore. She's too darn beautiful to fight. PBZ is just amazing, and my reaction to the photo, she's just amazing.
All right, so Pam, we heard from the lightsaber wielding person on this show. As a woman, maybe I should expand a little bit on what had happened in this photo, or maybe you can expand on what I'm implying to, and tell us from your point of view what you think about Paige VanZant's new picture.
Well, I don't understand why people put peanut butter and bananas together on pancakes. That's just gross. I mean, because I'll do peanut butter, but not bananas.
Really?
Ooh, no, bananas are. Ooh, no, I get my bananas alone. Yeah, but I don't like. I mean, I like bananas, but not mixed in with things. But. I think she looks great. I'm glad that she didn't go for like some triple F ridiculous thing. She looks really good. Good for her.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought she looked good. And it's so funny because I didn't really notice till somebody said, and I was like, oh, wow, that's what looks
really
different about her. Yeah, really. Because I was just grossed out by the bananas on the peanut butter.
But interesting to hear a woman's point of view towards a man's point of view, because I didn't even notice that there was peanut butter or a sandwich at all. Marco,
was there something there aside from Paige VanZant? All I saw was PBZ.
That's so funny. But you guys are so funny. But now I think she looks great. Good for her.
All right. Marco, you want to weigh in this at all, or is it too lowbrow for you?
Okay, now, first of all, I don't know what picture are you looking about, because I am completely unaware of the picture, so please describe it to me. I need to know.
What she had, it was like three pancakes covered with peanut butter and then bananas smeared all up on it, and then syrup, and I'm like, ooh.
Okay,
hang on,
peanut butter. Gross, yuck. Second of all, what is she putting pictures of food and stuff? I mean, I don't know. I really don't have an opinion on this topic. We're talking about Paige VanZant. She's more hype than real fighter. She's tough. We have seen her fight very greedy. I mean, she's not a quitter, put it that way. She has had her moments, but she hasn't evolved. She's still young. She might still develop into something. She tried to go to 125, and now she's thinking of going back to 115. So we don't know. But she does something that is really, really, really means something, and then we'll talk about her. Right now, I don't care about her pancake, peanut butter, banana breakfast, or whatever.
Yeah, and I think that you, Marco, you're saying exactly what I wanted to say. I know why she put it out. I know why the marketing team behind her maybe even put pressure on her to do what she did. And maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe she felt uncomfortable in her skin and felt that that was necessary. That's fine with me. I mean, if that's what someone chooses to do, that's fine. I was completely happy and enjoyed Paige Van Zandt the way she was, but I think it was a business decision, as you guys mentioned. I don't really think that Paige is going to fight again in the UFC. I don't think she needs to. I think that she's had, as you said, she's young and she's got another career, a virgining career, and you know, she's going the Gina Carano route, man. I think she's going to go into movies, and all the power to her. You know, she got her start in MMA, but I don't think she's going to finish in MMA. and that's what I have to say about that as well. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of the show. I mean, listen, next week, it's the birthday week. Let's be honest. I mean, it's everybody's birthday. It's the birthday of the show, it's the birthday of Pam, it's the birthday of me, it's the birthday of my wife. I mean, it's everybody's birthday that matters.
I know. We're actually doing the show on my birthday because we'll be doing it on Thursday.
That's correct.
So that'll be fun. New dad's card. That's going to be fun. Oh, and you know what else is new? Exciting? Let me tell you something exciting.
Yeah, tell us something exciting.
I'm getting married on Saturday.
All right. Getting
so we're actually renewing our vows. We're doing a pagan ceremony, so it's going to be pretty cool.
You've been voted number one at everything. No matter what you do, you seem to be number one. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I would never say in your case that you're fired because you're doing too well, so I'll just say you're...
Well, who is that?
That was Donald Trump saying happy birthday.
Wow.
Mr. Trump.
Cabron.
Mr. President. Did you hear what Marco had to say, though?
No, what did Marco say?
Don't believe the hype.
I said, you're getting married on Saturday. Does Paul know about it?
Oh, well,
excuse
he kind
me,
of...
Bitch.
No, he's just showing up. Now we're actually just looks like it's just that we're already married. It's just a vow renewal. That's it.
Yeah. Congratulations, Pam. My Thanks. Wife and I have also done a vow renewal, so that's very cool. And congratulations to you, Tony. Let's get out of here for this week. Run the music, please. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Bye, bye, bye for this week. Of course, we're probably going to show up and be with you again for this hashtag This Week in MMA. Good luck, Tony, editing this show. It's a mess. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening live. Thank you very much for getting to the end of this show. All right, let's go ahead and do Twitter follows of the week, or if you've got a music selection that you want to, or a podcast of the week that you want to shout out. Pam, let's start with you.
You know what? My podcast of the week, got to promote us, man, and AMP, another MMA podcast. We're like the funnest show out there.
Yeah,
and, you know who? Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. I was going to say,
Go ahead. I'm not going to say anything. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that we all, you know, work well together and we just talk to each other at all. And anyways, go ahead.
No, I think to toot our own horn, honk if you're horny. We just have a fun show. I mean, who else has the Spanish word of the day, and who else, you know, can call their own stuff culitos and y'all still love me?
Absolutely. No one takes anything seriously here, man, I don't think. And that's, again, why our show is unique. It's been almost 2 years, ladies and gentlemen.
Has it really?
Almost 2 years.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Let me tell you something. I just remember the first time I did the show with y'all, and I was sitting on the porch, the screen porch at my house, and then Tristan brought in a bird, and I was like, oh my God, a bird. I don't know if y'all remember that, but scared the mess out of me, and I'm trying to chase the bird. I was like, oh, wait, I'm sorry, hang on. Tristan, somebody get the cat. It was just funny. That was funny. So that was meant to be.
It was meant to be, man. It was meant to be. And Tony, do you, let's continue on that theme, because it's the penultimate and we have some time to spare. What is your first memory or your best memory of the show?
My best memory of the show is you and I chatting with Joe, literally going over what we were going to do with the show. All of us were completely frightened. I remember, if you listen to show number one, I'm purposely talking really, really slow. I'm speaking really slow because I just don't know if we have enough room to even go 10 minutes. We clearly went easy 45 minutes. We always have too much to talk about. But I remember, if you listen to show number one, I'm like, welcome to radio. Just stretching it out. Not joking. So shout out to my boy, probably one of my best friends, the one and only Proteus. Shout out to my wife. We're all getting married to Pam this weekend. So shout out to Pam and, of course, Paul.
That's
to
right.
Marco, honestly, if it wasn't the person that inspired me to do the podcast was Marco. And I'll tell you why. I just thought he was so interesting. I thought he was the most interesting man on do you remember that commercial, the Tres Equis commercial, whatever?
I just
thought he was really interesting. Yeah, Dos Equis, forgive me. And my thing was, you can clearly tell, I don't drink. My thing was, I wanted to do a show interviewing junkies, just chatting with the junkies, because I thought the callers were more interesting than anything else. So, shout out to all you guys. We'll see you guys next week. I'm proud to be a part of this, guys. I'm grateful for your friendships, all of you guys. And Proteus, you're my friend, and I am ever thankful for that.
Yeah, and as I said, before we throw to Marco to close the show, as I said last week, the people that I have never met, you all are like family to me. I mean, if anything ever happened to you, or like Showtime, something happened in Showtime last, you know, I feel for you, and I've never met you guys before. And that's why, you know, MMA Junkie brought us together. That's why we're doing this show. And again, we have to throw it out. We have to say shout out to MMA Junkie for bringing us all together. You know, I don't have a Twitter follow this week. I mean, yeah, follow us. We're good. Marco, finish the show for us, please. Get us out of here.
You got me all serious.
Do you have a memory? Do you have a favorite memory?
The fact that I'm doing the show is a constant memory to me, dude. I suffer and look forward to every week. I get bumped up. I really, really love it. It's such a really emotional trap. Bye.
I know, right?
Bye. Movie pick or series pick of the week is on YouTube Red for Crying Out Loud, you know, Netflix, Cobra Kai. Amazing, amazing show. You have to check it out. What happened to Danny LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence when they got older? And one of the best series I've seen in a long time. Oddly enough, I want to see it on Friday. On Saturday, freaking the Karate Kid, Lyoto Machida, the claim technique on Vito Belfort. So there you go, full circle. Follow Bruce and Ambrosius, follow Tony, I am DJ Tony, follow Santa Pandora, follow me, Aldo Marco, follow the show, another MMA cast, rate and review, Sacklehead. There is fun this weekend on Chile. I grew up there. Guido Canetti is an Argentino concha su madre. Diego Rivas is going to knock you out. We better meet you guys. Catch you guys this week. Enjoy the fight.
And Tammy, just like that?
Yep. We're out. Bye, y'all.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.